Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
Detroit basketball.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Detroit.
Hello, Detroit, and everybody else in the world, in America, God damn it. It is David M. Allen of the Couch Sports Podcast on this, what the hell is today, man? It was Wednesday, I believe it is Wednesday, November 16th. This is the Detroit Pistons pregame show. We are less than an hour before tip-off of the 6-5 Detroit Pistons. The 6-5 facing the 4-6 lowly New York Knicks. Hey, New York, you aren't so excited anymore, are you? I did not say that was the all. That was the all retirement home team. Everybody's on a backside of career. Everybody's injury prone. As Terrell said, it's the all Band-Aid team. That's not looking so good. If you thought you were making the playoffs with a starting lineup full of has-beens, and drop it. It's not happening. Now, on to the mighty Detroit Pistons, coming off a two-game winning streak. They last played the Oklahoma City Thunder, in which they won without one Andre Drummond, who sprained an ankle. And as of right now, as of this here podcast, he is a game-time decision. Last thing I read that he said he expects to play. And truthfully, and I'm sorry to say this, New York, but if he wanted to sit out, an ass whooping still commence. It just would. Who's worried about the Knicks? Who? Name me one person. The Knicks should be worried about the Knicks. New York fans should be worried about the Knicks in that direction that they're headed. Nobody's worried. They beat the even lower Dallas Mavericks last, who are 2-7. Hello, hello, hello to you, Harrison Barnes. Are you regretting that decision? Are you regretting not taking less money and staying where you were going to win? Although you would have had to come off the bench, I get it. You had to do what you had to do. $94 million was on the table, but I digress, Mr. King of Average. The New York Knicks, this is going to be a blowout. They beat the Mavericks. They shouldn't be feeling too high. I mean, I get it's the NBA. Anything can happen. I get that. But, hey, I'm not worried about it. And I'm pretty sure Pistons fans aren't worried about it. Last game against the Thunder, Tobias Harris led the way with 22 points, 6 rebounds. Marcus Morris had a off game, but I'm not too worried about that. He can afford to have an off game. KCP stepped up and had 17 points. John freaking Lure, 9 rebounds. It was a group effort on rebounds. You know, Tobias had 6. Marcus Morris had 6. Aaron Baines had 8. Even Ish Smith got in the mix and had 6. John Lure had 9. It was a team effort on the rebounds. And if Andre decided to sit out tonight, or if they just wouldn't let him go, then it's going to be another group effort on the boards tonight. All the Knicks have to rebound for them is Kyle O'Quinn and Joakim Noah. Joakim will gobble up some rebounds. He may get 8 or 9, maybe even He might even get the double-digit mark, but I really don't expect him to, you know, pull down 15 or 20 and block, you know, five shots or nothing. This isn't, you know, young Joe Kim Noah, healthy Joe Kim Noah. I'm not too worried about that. And on the other note, this is the perfect game for Stanley Johnson. I know I feel like I keep saying this, but this is the perfect game for Stanley Johnson to find his game. Let's face it, the Knicks suck, okay? If you haven't figured out, that's what I've been beating around the bush to say. Like, God damn it, I'm in Detroit. Stop beating around the bush. There is no beating around the bush in this city. The Knicks suck, okay? And nobody's going to be able to guard you, Stanley. I know you're probably out there shooting around. You don't got time to listen to this. But somebody needs to get Stanley's attention and let him know nobody can guard you, Stanley. God damn. You're going to have plenty of easy looks out there. You're going to have Courtney Lee checking you. Or when you come in the game, you might have who's their second string shooting guard? Brandon Jennings is the point guard. I can't remember. It really doesn't matter because everybody on that team sucks, especially that bench. Except for you, Carmelo. Carmelo's all right, and I feel bad for you because you'll never win a ring, and I bet you regret not going to Chicago now. But I digress again. You know, the standings are looking dire out there in the Atlantic Division for you Knicks. Yeah, I mean, you're one game ahead of the Brooklyn Nets, and that's not saying much. But as far as Detroit goes, they're 6-5, fourth in the division. They're right behind the Bucks, and I know it's early, but I care about the division and winning the division. That shit really matters, believe it or not. It's going to be a tight race. Chicago 7-4, they're in second place, and I completely expect them to fall off sooner or later. It might not be now, but it's going to be later because, again, their scoring is on the bench. Like, they're real outside shooting, and unless they really decide to stick Doug McDermott in the starting lineup some way, somehow, I just don't see it. They might grab a eighth seed or something like that later on, but Detroit has a real chance. They're going to have to pick it up. I really, really honestly feel like there should be a trade down the line somewhere because they need to go find a real scorer out there. I feel like they're a trade away from being a real threat. I may have to back off my prediction that they'll be a third seed in the East just because they've been so up and down so far this season. In these first 11 games, they've been so up and down. It hasn't been a whole lot of consistency. I'm not exactly sure who's supposed to score. I'm not exactly sure. They don't give Andre Drummond enough touches. He goes multiple possessions at a time without touching the ball, and I just don't understand the logic. He's your all-star. He's your leader on his team. Your most well-known player on his team. And he goes, you know, four or five possessions at a time without touching the ball, and I just don't understand it. Sometimes he'll have great position down low, and they just dribble out the shot clock and just pass it to somebody, with a second left or 2 seconds left on the clock, or you know, he'll have position, have his man sealed off, and they just miss him, man. They're trying to swing it to the corner for a three or to the wing for a three. And I just really don't get it. I don't understand sometimes. Andre could easily be averaging 25-15 easily. But, again, he doesn't get the touches, and that may be more on this league and this generation. We have breaking news. Your grandma can't cook. No, Andre Drummond is playing in this game tonight, and he shall brutalize, use his brute strength against the New York Knicks. But no, Andre Drummond is, on a serious note, Andre Drummond is playing tonight. He will go tonight. I don't know how much. I don't know if he'll be limited because of that ankle. All this really means is that Ish Smith was finding new ways not to give Andre the Drummond the ball, and the Pistons are still going to win by 15. And since this game is going to start really soon now, I'll let you go enjoy this game, and we'll connect after this Pistons victory. I predict Andre Drummond will probably have 13-13 or something simple like that on limited minutes. Pistons will win by 15 and go on to be 7-5 and continue to move up into this division. And I guess I'll see you all after this victory. Peace.
Let's go!